All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are playing You, Me, and Her. It hasn't quite made itself known yet. Like a lot of Nitro Plus games, they kind of just don't even throw us a title screen. There's a little bit more. So let's walk into this game, which is very notable because its ending its ending inspired the ending of a very popular game called Doki Doki Literature Club. And the game has finally been released. It's in English. It came out not so long ago in 2020, you know, but I didn't even know. And now I've got my hands on it, and I can't wait to go through it because things are going to get crazy. Now, as for the config, yes, I can look at config. Everything looks fine, guys. We're ready to go. Life is like a staircase. You just gotta keep climbing. Otherwise, if you start to overthink it, you'll have trouble taking the next step. There are no branching paths. No point in regretting the actions you didn't take. They say life is a series of choices, but that's nonsense cooked up by the old and bitter. Yesterday leads to today, and today leads to tomorrow, one step at a time. What lies ahead, you won't know until you get there. At the top of the staircase, I step outside into the dazzling sunset. This is the school roof. Most students are barred entry. I think I'd be used to the view from up here, but evidently a few hours' difference is all it takes to make the world look brand new. Yutaro? You up here? No response. The peaceful autumn breeze is all that greets me. Grass is sprouted between the cracks in the concrete, and the pile of desks on the far side is rusting from exposure to the elements. Up here, it almost feels like a forgotten place, lost to time. I love it. Specifically, I love the 360-degree view of town below. I've lived here my whole life. Every inch of this town is packed with nostalgic memories. The longer I look out at it, the calmer I feel. When they randomly voted me onto the campus cleanup committee, I wasn't exactly eager. But if I'd known about this little side perk sooner, maybe I would have volunteered for the job. Roof access is only granted to two groups, the astronomy club for stargazing and the cleanup committee to haul desks in and out. That said, I'm told there are plenty of spare keys floating around, if you know where to look. The school roof has a certain legend attached to it, you see. As a result, every now and then, other students will ask me to unlock the door for them, which is why I'm up here today, at the behest of my friend Yutaro. Unfortunately, he seems to be running late. I look down. There's a cell phone lying face down on the ground by the door. Whose is this? I crouch down and pick it up. There's an incoming call from God. Well, damn! I've had a lot of folks call my phone, but it ain't been God. If it was, I was glad I got to tell him. From God. Before I can answer, the ringing stops. Admittedly, I'm a little relieved. I don't know, I'd have to call God back. Hey, old man, we gotta talk. Seriously, whose phone is this? Place a phone call, or check the call history. I'm gonna place a phone call. I'm gonna call an operator. What the? Did I misdial? No, wait. Even if I did, this still doesn't make sense. Whenever there's a problem connecting a call, normally you're supposed to hear one of those automated messages, right? It's like this phone is broken or something. I decided to check the call history. God. What the heck? Next, I check the address book. There's only one entry. Yep, you guessed it. God. A burner phone for God? There's no way this actually belongs to the big man upstairs, right? Come on, now. Hmm? Boop boop. A girl looks back at me. My battery's dying. What battery? Need to recharge. Wanna get zappy? Zappy? Is that what they're calling it these days? I think I pushed the wrong button by accident. Looks like I launched one of those visual novel games. Man, I hate when that happens, right? I've seen some friends play these on handheld game consoles. Wouldn't be surprised if they made the jump to mobile, too. They have! I've never played one myself. At least, I don't think I have. But I feel like I recognize that uniform. Do I know you? She's saying boop a lot. I can hear a strange voice. Is she trying to call him? There's a girl up on the roof over the stairs, raising her hands straight in the air, her expression totally blank, just staring vacantly into the sky, staring at whatever lies beyond. Is she trying to contact the aliens or something? I'm kind of confused, guys. Huh? Her body starts to sway. Her voice is fading. Whoa! It's just, ow! You alright? Her eyes lock onto mine. My battery is dying. What battery? Need to recharge. Her face is so close to mine. I can feel her breath on my skin. Her lips are inches away, according to the school legend. If two people share a kiss on the roof, their love will be eternal. Wanna get zappy? Huh. Get zappy or don't get zappy? Man, you drive a hard bargain, lady. Let's get zappy. Something travels through her body and across my skin, frying all sense of reason to a char. Pulled in like a magnet, my lips are drawn to hers. Wow. Is nothing sacred? What exactly are you doing up here on the roof of our esteemed academy? Miyuki? What am I doing? Well... Recharging. What? Having sex. That's what you call it? What? What? Kissing triggers the event flag. I've heard enough. Miyuki swings her baseball bat. Don't treat Shinichi like your plaything. Yeah, I'm not your plaything. Shinichi is... He's... He's my boyfriend! What? I've been friends with Sonny and Miyuki since we were kids. In elementary school, we used to play together all the time, but we grew apart as we got older. Happens to a lot of people. While I've just been skating through life without any hobbies, she's quickly proven she can master anything she tries. With her looks, smarts, athletic ability, and a natural talent for acting, she became the school's queen bee practically overnight. Rumor has it she received over a dozen love confessions within her first month at this school. I'm told two of them were from girls, and one of them was even from a teacher. Supposedly she shot them all down. But they say that one of the guys refused to take no for an answer, and she was forced to fight him off with a baseball bat. She's so famous, the students here can't seem to stop talking about her. Then there's me, a total nobody. I'm so invisible, I'm practically air. Bland, inoffensive, barely even there. An utterly forgettable NPC character in the RPG of life. I'm hardly even worthy of breathing the same air as her. Just being around her is making me kind of tense. So yeah, I'm like the furthest thing from... Your boyfriend? You be quiet. Shinichi and I are in a relationship. I'm afraid you don't have a chance with him. So could you leave already? That's not true. You're not dating. Excuse me? How would you know? I'm a transceiver. God sent me a radio transmission from beyond the universe. Seems like she's two corn dogs short of a picnic. Whatever. Talking to you is a waste of breath. Listen here. Shinichi and I have known each other a long time, so as his girlfriend... Got it. She raises her hand, interrupting Miyuki. You're the childhood friend character. Your true feelings are a mystery. A staple of visual novels. Visual novels? Oh, you mean like this one? I hold up the cell phone I found earlier. Whoa! Was that a static shock I felt just now? Thief. The phone falls from my now numb fingers. She deftly snatches it back and shoots me an accusatory look. I didn't steal it. It was lying on the ground over there. On the ground? Yeah. So I owe you a favor? Well, I wouldn't go that far, but... I'll make it up to you. Let's get zappy. Hold it right there! Miyuki is now visibly trembling with rage. What was it you called me? The childhood friend character? Are you seriously comparing me to a character in a video game? Yup. Get real. She slams her bat down real hard on the concrete. Life is not a video game. You hear me? My feelings are the real deal. Some video game character can't possibly compare to... Got it. Miyuki's tone is dripping with fury, but the girl raises her hand like she doesn't even notice. Can you kiss him? What? If you're really dating, you can kiss him, right? What? That has nothing to do with... Kiss him, right now! Should be easy, right? Miyuki's face is so red the sunset can't even compare. Fine. What's a kiss between lovers? But practically nothing. I can do it. I can kiss him. But if we... Listen, if you're opposed to it, we really don't have to... I'm not opposed to it. To tell the truth, I was always waiting for this. A little soon, isn't it? As kids, we were two peas in a pod. When did it all fall apart? When did I start to... Excuse me. Why did I start to distance myself? I'm really happy you asked to meet me up here. Miyuki? Her voice is barely a whisper. This will be my first kiss. But I'll give it to... I can't. This is too awkward. Cute. I just prefer to keep private matters private, that's all. Public displays of affection are far too shameless. Tell her, Shinichi, the two of us are dating, aren't we? What? I don't... Make it clear to her. You're the one who called me up here after all. Your actions pushed me to make up my mind and... Wait, what? I did what now? Don't play dumb, I know you wrote this. Miyuki pulls a letter out of her pocket. To Miss Sone Miyuki. I'll be waiting on the rooftop after school. There's no signature. I've never seen this letter in my life. Wait, what? Wait. Now that I look at it, this isn't your handwriting. Sorry I'm late. Arriving just in the nick of time, Akebono Yutaro, captain of the Boys and Dreams Club. Of course it was this idiot. A rooftop confession, a legendary kiss, the two exchange eternal vows of love. Yes, this is what dreams are made of. Me, the gallant prince, and you, the fair maiden. What? Sone-san? Visibly struggling to contain herself, Miyuki strides to the door and slams it behind her. Why? Nice going, genius. What? Was it something I said? Damn, I must have let all the dreams go to my head. Yeah, I don't think that's it. Forget it. I better save the explanation for later, or we're gonna be standing up here all night. Hey, you. Boop, boop. She talks like a robot, almost. Her expression is still completely blank. I don't have the first clue what she's thinking. The whole recharging thing from earlier, what was that about? Recharging my zappy. Okay, well, what's zappy? Sex. Sex? You guys were screwing up here? No! Almost. What the hell is almost? How does that work? Where do you draw the line? Does it not count if it's just a tip? Is it cool if you only get like halfway in? No, it's not cool. It's not? It's not? No! I can't believe I have to explain this. Boop boop. You have to trigger the event flag. You need to raise your affection points or you'll fail. This isn't a video game. Got it. She raises her hand straight into the air like an antenna searching for radio waves. Aoi is a romance option. In this world, it's a video game. There's a term for people like this, gamer brain. I'm not sure what the original definition was, but these days we use it to mean someone who can't tell the difference between games and reality. But... your childhood friend with the long dark hair is the main heroine. Aoi's route will have to wait. Bye-bye. Wait. Excuse me. What? Hey, wait! But she ignores me and runs off down the stairs. That girl's always such an enigma. What do you mean, always? More importantly, I need you to explain. Why the heck did Sony-san storm off like that? Blech, get that right. And now you've got Muko to boot? You punk! Are you a normie? Are you a goddamn normie? Wait a second. Do you know her? What? Are you serious? That ditz? That was Muko Oi. She's in our class, dude. You and me and her. A love story. I think. Muko Aoi has the scariest eyes I've ever seen on a fucking anime waifu in my life. Let's look at those eyes. They're kind of nightmare fuel. The name doesn't ring any bells whatsoever. To be honest, I'm not much of a people person. I'm pretty socially awkward. Like, it's been almost 6 months and I still don't know the names of all the girls in our class. But that grade A space cadet, it's hard to believe I could forget someone as unique as her. I crawl into bed. Wanna get zappy? You know what? This game just starting to fuck with me now. Because I would say, okay, we're in bed, so surely he's not going to think about that creepy girl with the red eyes, is he? And that's the first fucking thing the game shows me, is the girl with the damn red eyes. Asking me if I want to get zappy. I swear to God, I'm going to have a nightmare tonight where I'm waking up and I say, no, I don't want to get zappy. Don't do it. No. Back there on the roof. Everything from her pose to her appearance and everything she said, it was all identical to that scene from the mobile game. Almost like she jumped right out of the screen and into real life. And the protagonist's name was Suski. I think it's Suski, because I don't think it's Suzuki. Is it Suzuki? It has to be Suski Shinichi? I don't know. I'm still, you know, I'm not a native Japanese speaker, obviously, too. No, it can't be. I don't have the power to turn video games into reality, do I? Yeah, don't summon Castlevania here, buddy. Come on. Whoa there, buddy. Now I'm the one with the gamer brain. That visual novel was on Muko's phone. She probably has all the dialogue memorized. She's probably just acting it out. And she probably set the protagonist's name to mine on purpose. But why? Forget it. I'm letting my imagination get carried away. I pulled the blanket over my head and squeezed my eyes shut. Then you're just gonna see your fucking red eyes. You wanna get zappy? No! No, no! That night in my dreams, I see Miyuki. And we kiss. Okay, good. He sees Miyuki. Thank God for her. Whoa. The start of a new day. Man, that dream I had last night was pretty weird. But I know today would be just the same as always. Just another ordinary... Huh? A letter tumbles out of my shoe locker. I take it to my desk and open it carefully, half terrified to discover what waits me inside. Meet me on the roof at lunch. Die! Ah! Yutaro, were you peeking? First I find out you're old friends with Sonny-san. Then I find out not only did you try to cheat on her with Muko, there's a space there that doesn't need to be there. But on top of that, you also got this old-fashioned love letter? You're a normie, aren't you? You are! You're a goddamn normie! Your god may forgive you, but as the captain of the Boys and Dreams Club, I, Akebono Yutaro, never will! Keep your nose out of other people's letters. Sorry. But you know stuff like this will affect whether the BD Club lives to see another day. Ah yes, the Boys and Dreams Club. Don't worry, doesn't make much sense to me either. Yutaro describes his club as for boys who want to pursue their dreams. Personally, I have no idea what that means. The club's actually been around for quite some time, but with a name like that, I can't imagine many people would go out of their way to join. Unsurprisingly, one spring rolled around, Yutaro was the only member left, and the BD Club was on the verge of being disbanded. In the end, he convinced me to join in name only, purely to keep the club alive. Doesn't matter what I do as long as I stay in the club, right? Hehehe. My friend, you can't pursue a dream you're already living. The moment you achieve romantic fulfillment and become a normie, your membership is null and void. This is the oath sworn by the BD boys. Maybe disbanding is for the best? I'm starting to think so too. Yutaro might seem like a goofball, but he takes this 100% seriously. No sense in sabotaging a relationship just to keep my club alive, you know? Here. He set something on my desk. That's the game I saw yesterday. After Muko had left, Yutaro determined to know every last detail of what happened. Obviously, I couldn't tell him about all that stuff Miyuki said, but I did tell him about the visual novel on her phone. I barely gave you anything to go on. How'd you find it? Oh, Ryujiro knows a lot about these games. Who's Ryujiro? My kid brother. You said the heroine looks dead on like Muko, so I showed him a pic of her. It was all it took. I look at the girl on screen. Muko Ioi. Hey, haven't you noticed a little something about Muko? She has eyes that not only are creepy, but they're different from all the other characters. Like, even in this image, white eyes, whites around the eyes. There's whites. Her eyes are a little, like, there's a little color, but it's still white around. Hers is straight red and black. I mean, aside from the pink hair, but the pink hair really isn't a big deal. It's those fucking red eyes. It's like she's from a video game, right? Kind of creepy, guys. Then I look at the girl sitting a few desks away. They're absolutely identical. A perfect 2D recreation. If you told me the developers modeled their character on her, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. Muko sits silently at her desk. She doesn't try to talk to anyone or play with her phone. She just stares into empty space. While everyone else is chatting about their morning with their friends, the space around her is perfectly quiet, like a vacuum. Almost as if she's focusing her entire being on picking up the faintest radio waves from the farthest reaches of space. Got it. Just then, she thrusts her hand up into the air. Transmission received. Development schedule confirmed. Route in progress. She babbles to no one in particular, but our class is already used to her antics. No one finds her behavior surprising. At least that's the sense I get. What a weirdo. Nothing against her, but I suggest you set your sights elsewhere. She's one giant headache waiting to happen. I agree. And those red eyes are creepy. Huh? I never said I was interested in her like that. Then why are you asking about her? She tried to kiss me on the roof. Obviously, I'm going to be at least a little curious, you know? But that's all it is. For your sake, I sure hope so. I've heard some pretty bad rumors, dude. Such as? They say she's a total slut. Not that I buy it, obviously. I mean, she's impossible to talk to, much less anything else. After witnessing her gamer brain antics yesterday, I agree. She seems like she's off in her own little world, or at the very least, totally oblivious to the people around her. She can't carry a conversation to save her life. Hey, Yutaro? Is this game available in the App Store? You can keep it. What, the phone? Yeah, Ryujiro got himself a new one yesterday, or recently. Well, I mean, it could have been yesterday. There's no SIM card, so you can't make calls with it, but you can download games, no problem. According to him, this is a cult classic Nidorare game. Really, NTR. NTR, what's that? Hell if I know. It's visual novel terminology, I guess. But I'm getting some BD vibes from it. I see. Good morning! Miyuki's voice rings out through the classroom. Just like that, all the girls start to gather around her in a giant circle. They start asking her questions like whether she'd seen last night's season premiere or if she'd heard about the new store that just opened up in town. No matter the topic, Miyuki answers each one with grace, sophistication, and a smile. Just like that, she lights up the room, drawing attention from quite a few of the guys in our class. This happens every morning, and every time it makes me painfully aware of the distance between us. Sonny Miyuki is the queen bee, and I'm nobody. A lone flower, blossoming in the vast desert of this campus. Man, she's just so beautiful. Yeah. Here in the classroom, she's the star of the show. But I know she's just playing the part. As her old friend, I know what she's really like, fussy and plain-spoken. The dude, did you see that? Huh? Sony-san just glanced over at us. I can't help it. I'm crazy about her, and if I want to pursue this dream, I gotta confess my love. It's destiny. Good luck. I'm rooting for you, man. And yet, even as I speak, I can't help but glance at Muko out of the corner of my eye. Amid the cheerful chatter, she sits perfectly still, the very picture of loneliness. I don't think she's lonely. I think she's, like, in space somewhere. During class, using my textbook as cover, I stealthily take out Yutaro's brother's phone and launch the game. Her eyes lock onto mine. My battery is dying. What battery? Need to recharge. And then she says, of course, want to get zappy.